Okay, so today we're going to talk about something a little bit deeper. And I want to say this from the start. This isn't about being controversial. It's not about attacking anyone. It's about awareness and, more importantly, responsibility. Because if you are a founder today in 2026, you are not just building a business. You're influencing people. You are shaping beliefs. You are part of culture, whether you realize it or not. Now, there's a shift happening right now, and we can't ignore it. The rise of what is it being called? The manosphere. And let's just be honest about this. Not all of it is positive. Some of the messaging we're seeing is built on division, fear, control, and a very narrow definition of power. And that matters because people are watching, listening, absorbing, especially the next generation. And this is where I want to shift the conversation because the question isn't just, what does this mean for business? It's, what are we modeling? What are we normalizing? And what are we reinforcing without even realizing it? Because here's what I believe deeply. Power is not dominance. Power is self-mastery. It's the emotional regulation. It's clarity and it's discipline. It's the ability to lead yourself before you try to lead anyone else. And if we want to reposition what success looks like, we don't do it by shouting louder. We don't do it by fighting noise with more noise. We do it by becoming the example. And I'll be honest with you, there have been moments where I've looked at what's cutting through online and thought, do I need to be louder? Do I need to be more extreme? Do I need to push harder just to be heard? But every time I've come back to the same place, no, I just need to be clearer. Clearer in what I stand for, clearer in how I lead, clearer in how I show up. Because clarity with conviction always wins long term. And this is where founders have such a powerful role to play because your business is not just a revenue stream, it's a platform. Your content is not just marketing, it's messaging. And your leadership, that's what people model. So, what does this actually look like in practice? It looks like showing that success doesn't require you to lose yourself, that you don't have to sacrifice your values to build wealth, that leadership doesn't mean control, and that strength includes empathy. Because right now, there's a lot of content being rewarded that leans into ego, extremes, outrage. But what actually builds sustainable success is very different. It's consistency, self-awareness, and responsibility, and emotional intelligence. And this starts closer to home than people think. It's in the conversations we have, the behaviors we reward, the standards we set. Whether you have children or not, you are influencing someone through your business, through your content, through your energy. So instead of asking, how do I compete with what's happening? Ask, how do I lead differently? Communicate strength without aggression. Build success without creating division. Create impact without compromising who I am. Because the next generation doesn't need more noise. They need better examples. They need to see that you can be powerful and grounded, ambitious and self-aware, successful and kind. And I truly believe this. The future of business doesn't belong to the loudest voices. It belongs to the most aligned ones. The ones who know who they are, what they stand for, and how they want to lead. So let me ask you something. Where might you be holding back your voice right now? Where are you diluting your message, softening your truth, staying quiet to avoid judgment? And what would happen if you just owned it fully? Because your voice, that's your influence. Your standards, that's your legacy. And if you're ready to build a business that reflects that level of leadership, where your message is clear, your model is strong, and your impact actually means something, then come and talk to me because this is what I help founders do. Not just scale their revenue, but elevate how they think, lead, and show up. You can DM me power on Instagram or head to dormantgrewer.com and book a call. And as always, think like a millionaire, scale like a CEO, expand like an icon.